Welcome to the Deeper Life Bible Study, coming to you from Identity Church in Deltona, Florida. Now let us hear the expounding of the Word of God, a now word for this moment. So grab your Bible, sit back as we delve into the Word of God and hear the Logos and Rhema Word.
Tonight, Pastor Charlie is in Aruba. We want to go there. And so Karen's going to help me tonight. And we're going to have some fun. Okay, Christy, you put the first one up there. Let's see if we can try to do this. We figured we tried to do this on a Wednesday night and try to get it right. It's a good practice time.
This is practice.
Okay, see what she put up there?
Oh, Lord.
It's a reset button. In our discussions, we have said, what? Reset. Because that's what the hurricane. I mean, everybody's got their philosophy of why it happened, this and that. But we agreed that it was a reset button to push.
When Pastor Pam and I were sharing the other day and just talking about things that are happening in our life and what the Lord was speaking to us because of the hurricane that we had been through. And I told her that as I was watching things on Facebook, comments that people were making, I was seeing, and I coined a new phrase. I said, I'm seeing the crankometer, meaning I'm getting a little more cranky and a little more cranky. And a little more cranky. And it hit me. Pastor Pam had said a week ago, she saw the Lord putting a line down the center of several people. And she said, it's the plumb line. And as I've been praying about that, the Lord has shown me when we get cranky, we're not in line. What are those little things that the Lord's trying to highlight to us to get us back in perfect alignment with Him? So as we're talking, Pastor Pam just said the word. She said, it's like a reset. And when she said that, my baby jumped. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, another way of saying is I got the witness of the Holy Spirit. But we kind of get that from when Mary came to visit Elizabeth. And Elizabeth, the baby in Elizabeth, jumped, and she started prophesying. And I was like, oh, Pastor Pam, that is a word for where we are now in the new beginnings. It's time to reset some things.
It certainly is. And with a Jewish New Year, it's definitely new beginnings. Okay? Then the storm came in, and it kind of messed everything up, if you will. Okay, some people lost their power, which we know a few. And in that, it was an opportunity. I believe it was an opportunity. Okay, reset, I looked it up. It says to set, adjust, or fix in a new, different way. To reset priorities. Okay, so that time, say without the power, or you're not going to work or what have you, that was an opportunity to reset your priorities. What's really important, it's really interesting, Karen, because the internet was down, the power was down, we couldn't do this with our phones, we couldn't get on our computers. What, we really had to do this, converse, if you're with someone, and you.
Yeah, being alone, I had to reset. I mean, I even reset what time I go to bed.
Did you?
Yeah, it's like I'm a night owl. I like to stay up late at night. Often I don't turn the TV on until evening. Well, come evening, I had no power. So there was no TV. I had no internet. I had spotty cell phone reception. And it was like, it's dark. I'm in an apartment. I only have two windows. Window in the bedroom and a window in the living room kitchen area. And it was like, what do you do when it's dark? You go to bed. I slept through the storm.
Did you? Wow. Well, that speaks about peace, doesn't it? Resting in the Lord. Karen, I looked up reset, and a synonym was reboot. To make a change in order to establish a new beginning.
Well, let me share a funny story, because I had not told you this. For me, when I'm tracking with something with the Lord, he blesses me with a confirmation. It can be the weirdest thing, and I'll just think, oh, that's just me. That's just me. That is not the Lord. So Pam and I are on the phone, we're talking, and all of a sudden she says, man, she said, it's 7:30 and Pastor Jeff's not home yet. You know, and it's like, you know, I need to get off the phone and check on him. So I had been sitting out on the porch talking to her. So I went in the house, went to turn on the TV, no cable. So what do? You unplug, you plug it back in, and you hit the reset button. Well, lo and behold, it didn't work. So the cable company had to come out yesterday, and I'm thinking, it's like, oh, I've got like 80% of my DVD, my DVR, filled with movies that I haven't gotten a chance to watch yet. And they had to take the box and give me a new one. So even there, it's like the Lord was resetting. There's nothing wrong. It was all Hallmark. Yeah, there was nothing wrong with what I had. But for some reason, it's a new beginning. You're going to be watching different things.
Wow. So as a storm blew in, it blew some things maybe away. Okay, it gave us an opportunity to reestablish our priorities. I know it did. I did for us. In the midst of moving, we had to decide which house we were going to be in, and we chose the one with the big bathtub in the backyard, in the event there was no water. But there was a time of stillness. We slept right through the storm, also. But there's a time when you go, God, I'm not in control of this. And you have to wait it out. You have to wait it out. There's nothing you can do but sit there and wait to see what happens. Is it going to come inland? Is it going to pass us by? How is it going to affect us? Okay, and I found in my house, Christy got a little upset, nervous, scared, and she was watching the TV. The more she watched the TV, the worse it got. So finally, I had to take her away and let's calm down. Let's calm down. But in Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord. So we were talking about trust and faith, weren't we?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do in the storm? You trust? And she says, in order to have trust, you got to have faith.
Well, and even after the storm, because that's what I was telling Pastor Pam, I had gone over to some friend's house and just to have fellowship. It's like we're all without power. We have spotty cell phone service. We can't do anything. And so I have a friend here that had a generator. He said, come on over. We'll at least have coffee. I was like, well, that beats getting in the car and driving to 7-Eleven to recharge my phone and get coffee. I can go over to their place. So we spent the day together, and as the day went on, I kept getting text messages from my neighbor saying, is the power back on? She had vacated. And I said, I don't know. I'm not home. Well, her husband works for the power company. And he was telling her, you should have power. It's good for you to go back home. And I said, well, when I get back, I'll let you know. So when I got back, sure enough, I had power. And so I invited the friends that I had spent the day with, come over. You can be in air conditioning without running a generator, and other friends that didn't even have a generator to use. Take showers. We'll have a hot meal together. We'll just enjoy. We'll talk about a reset. The power comes back on with the family that has the generator, and there's another family whose generator failed. So all of a sudden, we reset all plans to go to another house and meet and have dinner, but so that the generator could be picked up. Wow. And another family could be blessed.
Wow. So what you saw was it brought actually people together who might not have gotten together.
Right.
So there's an exchange of relationship. Wow, that's pretty.
But, you know, where faith and trust came in for me was, you know, in this process before we were all going to get together, and I knew my power was back on. I was asking, well, okay, what about all the stuff in my refrigerator? So I started researching on the internet, and I did not like what I found, because it pretty much meant you've just lost everything. So I'm taking all the stuff out of the refrigerator and the freezer, putting it in garbage bags, hauling it down to the dumpster. And I'm thinking, as I'm watching this stuff, it's like, there's got to be hundreds of dollars. Even though I'm living alone, but it's like all the meat that you have in your freezer, all the fresh vegetables and meat and cheese, let alone the condiments, the milk, the eggs, the things that you always have in your refrigerator. The best part about it was, as I stood there looking at everything empty, even I took the ice out, because it's like, that's thawed and then reformed solid as a rock. Just dump it all out. And I could see places that needed to be cleaned that I hadn't seen before, because there was too much stuff in there.
Hello.
So it was refreshing, because when I cleaned it, it was almost like, ooh, it's a new beginning. I got to start all over. And I need to be very conscious of what I'm purchasing and putting in here, because the forecast is there's a couple other storms on the heel, and we don't know where they're going to go yet.
Oh, that's good. Wow. Wow, that's really good. Really good. Okay, Proverbs. Christy, put Proverbs up, because this has to do with trust. Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind and insight or understanding. Okay, if you got to figure it out, there's an issue. And sometimes the trust is, I don't know where the hurricane's going to hit, but I trust you got me, Lord. And I don't have to figure all this out. I've done everything that I know to prepare. And from then on, you trust him.
You know, what's hard is in that scripture where it says, lean not on your own understanding. We're creatures of wanting to understand. Give us some ideas so we can prepare. And the Lord kept giving me the scripture the last couple days of, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. And I was like, okay, Lord, so what you're saying is, I'm not going to see it. I have to walk by faith and trust in you. That's
just like filling up that refrigerator again, right? And many people, for that matter, maybe not having the funds, and where's all this going to come from? But if we trust in him, he is faithful. He is always faithful, and he'll always come through. I got into Psalms 37, and I didn't share any of this with her, so she's getting it just now. It's Psalms 37, and I thought, oh, Charlie was here. Because it says, fret not. Fret not. Well, we all can fret, okay? But fret not. Christy, Psalms 37:5. Okay, commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. I got a hold of that today, and I mean, I have a whole sermon, but we're not going to do it. I think it's the New American Standards, what I had, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him also, and he will do it. Okay, we're talking about resetting. Okay, so commit your way. And to me, when I first read that, Karen, I thought I had to do everything right. I had to dot my I's, cross my T's. I had to do it just right. Commit my way. Then it says trust in the Lord.
So not in your way, not in your thoughts.
But when I began to, like the Amplify said, when I began to read it, the commit meant roll. Okay, there's a Hebrew word for it, but it meant roll. I'm like, that's not what I was looking at. I thought I had to walk circumspectly and not mess up. But he's saying roll, okay, your way to the Lord, okay? Roll your way. That means you're to be careless. It's not so much as if I get it right. It means I'm okay in him, Karen, no matter what. That means along my way, I'm okay. I'm to walk careless. And then it says, I trust in him. So I give him my cares, and then I trust in him. And he will do it. And what it talks about in the previous verses, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. So sometimes I think we're our own worst enemies. If I don't get it just right, you know, I yoke myself under the 660 laws. If I don't get it just right, it's not going to happen. But that's not what it says here.
I think our problem is we don't know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to figure things out, you know, get wisdom, get knowledge, get revelation. And the Lord's saying, you need to just walk by faith. I'm not going to, I've been telling Pastor Pam, I've been in a new place where he's not speaking to me in the way that I'm used to him speaking to me. And man, is it stretching me. So I was sharing with her, those of you that were here on Sunday, she had put up a meme, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Where it was the archway with the Hebrew number for the year of the Lord on it. And she encouraged all of us at the end of service, close your eyes and step into the new beginning, the new year, and tell us what you see. Well, what happened to me was when I crossed the threshold and stepped in, all I saw was this blinding bright light, you know, the kind where it's like, I almost don't want to look at it anymore because I can't see anything. And so I asked Laura, I said, what? I can't see where to go. I can't see where I'm to go. And the Lord said, follow the light. I was like, so you're having me walk into a brightness that is blinding and I still can't see. And then that's when I told Pastor Pam, I heard the Lord say, do you trust me? So sometimes he's not going to show us what's up ahead.
That's very true. That's very true. Hey, guys, roll means to flow or advance in a stream or with an undulating, am I saying that right, motion, like a wave. It's like a wave. It's like a wave. We're supposed to flow. Okay? It's Deborah. Nah. Yes. And what does a wave do? It flows.
And it has peaks. And the scripture that I was getting in, it's one I think that you used on Sunday, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And as I was pondering it, I realized that even went into the vision that I had was, you have to be led by my Spirit. sometimes there's not going to be any other confirmation other than an inner knowing or a witness. In time, he's going to bring the confirmation, just like he did when I walked in the house and I had to hit reset on on several things that, you know, we were tracking where the Lord wanted us to track. But for me, what I'm sensing in this place of new beginnings as we're entering this new year, he's going to touch on some things, and he's not going to give us all the knowledge that we want.
And what are we going to do with that?
Hopefully walk by faith and not by sight.
That's right. That's right. That's good. That's good. I had posted a video on Facebook. It was Bill Johnson, and it was how, in the nutshell, because I'm a bottom line person, how men like formulas. The men are drawn to laws. Men, the old nature just likes it. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. And to be led by the Spirit means we don't always know what direction we're going in. And so, you know, a little pride gets up in here sometimes and says, I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing. So I got to have my plan all written out, and this is exactly how I'm going to do it.
Let's see how that works for you.
Well, the whole thing is look, it's uncharted territory, and nobody wants to walk where they don't know. But can you imagine Abraham? Just go. Go from where you were familiar and just go. He didn't have a clue, but he trusted God. You know, I got all excited, and I started sharing some of this with Christy. I said, Christy, you got to catch this. This is so good. He is true to his word. He will perform it. And I got caught up in this verse, and he will do it. I don't have to make it happen.
We don't have to worry about what it's going to look like as it's happening or where the, I mean, we were, even as girls share, we were talking, both of us had been in our closets. And the Lord was getting us to prune some things. And as she was telling me, it's like, I'm only going to put certain, because they've moved to a new house. So when you move, you see everything that you've accumulated. And because it's a new beginning, you don't want to bring all your accumulations with you. You want to bring what's needed and necessary. And I said, oh, that's interesting, because I said, the Lord has really been talking to me about going through everything. And I mean, not just my closet, my file cabinet, which that has been pretty much conquered. I still have two drawers to do, but I've done two of them. But even the drawers, the cupboards, getting rid of, and it's like, I know he's not telling me there's not anything there that I shouldn't have, but in my mind, especially when it comes to, I have two hang-ups, confession time, clothes and books.
I'm with you, the books.
And so I was confessing to Pastor Pam. I said, you know, I did this when I moved before, and I said, I have been looking. I said, I have, you know, the great big thick book, God's Generals. And I said, God keeps speaking to me about certain people, and I want to refresh my memory and read about them. But when I was downsizing and had to get rid of a bunch of books, that must have been one that I got rid of. And so now I'm going to have to go back. And then I told her that about clothes. And in my mind, I was like, but I had it once. What if I can't afford to get it again? You know, may not. And that's when I realized, ooh, there's something that God's tweaking on me.
You get a poverty mindset. How is he going to replace that? Because you can't see how it's done. So there's where your trust and your faith comes in. Yes, yes, he's going to replace it. And you know what? Chances are he'll replace it better than what you had. You know, I have this thing I always say, which is hold things with open hands so everything can flow through your life. So, isn't it interesting you brought that book up? Because you look at John G. Lake and Smith Wigglesworth. What makes them different than us?
Probably their level of faith.
Okay.
And they just stepped out there and they really didn't give a hoot what it looked like. Well, they didn't have any fear of man, if you think about it.
Well, sure.
I read a lot about Smith Wigglesworth, and it's like he did not fear what anybody thought of him.
But can you imagine being so sold out to the Lord that you didn't care? But here's my thought, though, is that if you're walking along with God and you don't really care, but yet if you're being led by the Spirit, you're going to know, okay, over here I can do this a little bit more. Over here I can't. Do you understand? There's
Yes.
some adjustment there. Because God wants His words received, so I might not walk up to somebody and punch him in the stomach, although he said
tempted.
To. But you understand what I'm saying. And so it's faith.
Right, and being led by the Spirit, not by what we've been taught or what's been modeled for us, you know, the things that get stuck in our brain. We don't realize how religious we are until God starts to shift a few things. Or as Pastor Charlie said, you know, one of the things he got with the storm was that he was taken off a layer of topsoil. It's like, what's underneath there that needs...
Well, I think that goes in sync with everything that we're seeing as far as the purging of... Listen, the whole time I'm moving, I'm getting downloads. Bam, bam, bam. I was moving on three levels, body, mind, spirit. I mean, the whole thing. And I said, oh, okay. The only problem was I couldn't stop and write it down, you know, and I try to keep Siri remind me. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But there is, I'm telling you, Doug Addison said it was a thin veil, but I think the veil is rent. The only thing we got to do is open up our eyes and hearts to receive.
I think any veil that's there is the veil that we've allowed by our mindsets. Even part of the reset is the renewing of our mind.
Yes, yes. Listen, I was in a real small church here locally and I saw gold dust appear on the lady that was in front of me. And I said, oh, I believe. But when this actually happened, I said, oh, I got down on my knees and I said, Father, I'm sorry. Help me with my unbelief. Because I really thought I knew. And see, what's coming is...
That's good.
What's coming may not look like what we've experienced. And so then we want to put a label on it and say, that's not God. Because that's out of our box.
I like that. It doesn't look like what we've experienced or what we're used to. That's another area where the Lord is working on me. Jackie will appreciate this. He's been telling me it's time to refresh my apartment. Well, I don't have money to go out and buy new things. So he has shown me to refinish some items. And I'm going to be using a product and a technique that I've just recently heard of. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. It'd be like, oh, you want me to take my solid cherry table and put that on it? And yet at the same time, I'm getting so excited because it's going to look completely different. And all it's cost me is a fraction of money and a lot of my personal time and energy.
Right.
I'm looking forward to the new beginning that's done in a very simple way. Do I know what it's going to look like? Do I know if I'm even going to like it? No, but it's different. And you know what? I got kind of excited when things change.
Yeah, because sometimes you just got to stir them up. So, you know, my husband, when we were first married, he'd come home and I'd have everything rearranged. He got used to it. Never knew where to find the glasses. He'd open up the cupboard. Where are they now? Because I needed some change. Every now and then, I just had to change it up and move it around and what have you. And I think something happens when you do some of that. And I think that's what's happened with the hurricanes when they've blown through, everybody's lives stopped. You know, status quo wasn't happening. And I think it was an opportunity, you know, rather than looking at things like, oh, that's just a terrible, I think it's an opportunity. I think it's an opportunity to relationship with him first and then each other. And so in that, the trust and the faith. Listen, this season we're going to have some signs, wonders, and miracles. I'm telling you what, there's going to be creative miracles. And I'm telling you, they are busting out now. I mean, it's exciting, okay? And I'm trying to get Christy cranked up because it could happen at any moment.
Well, and that's a good place for us to check our little meter. Because just like you said, with the gold dust, the first time you see that, because I'm one of those people too. Lord, if this is not of you, I'm out of here. Well, how do I know? He says, behold, I begin a new thing. Well, if it's a new thing, then we're not going to have it on our radar.
That's right. That's right. John and Jolene Hamill gave me a word. They are part of the apostolic board with Cindy Jacobs. And they came in and gave me a word, and they said, you are going to shake, rattle, and roll the religious demons out. I'm like, no, I just want to sit in the back. I can be real quiet, real weasley. And so then that's when I began to vibrate and shake and what have you. And I, you know, I had a choice though. I could have said, nope, I'm not going to do it. Okay. But I said, no, I said, yes, Lord, whatever you want. In fact, my mom was here and she said, do you realize your hand was shaking? I said, Mom, I don't do it on purpose. But it's just an outward manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, the sad thing is we're not taught about that.
Well,
and
what about the Quakers and Shakers? I mean, all through history.
What helped me one time was as I was at a conference and the man sitting next to me, every time a rhema word would come down, it would hit my spirit and I would jerk. And, you know, sometimes people get turned off by that. What's with that lady over there? She just keeps, you know, jerking. But he said to me, he says, man, he says, you got a strong spirit, man. He recognized. It wasn't me. It was my spirit jumping. Oh, that was God. For some people, it's subtle. It looks different in each of us. But if it doesn't look that way in you, don't judge someone else and think, oh, that person's
true. True. Because these are new. He's always doing a new thing. And what happened?
I'm excited.
You know, I've seen gold dust fall and out of midair. I you know, and I've been dancing. I was dancing and I saw it. It was just falling in the air, out of the air. And I thought, do I stop? And no, I didn't. I kept dancing and worshiping the Lord, because then you can worship what the sign is rather than the one who gave the sign. And so we've got to keep that all in perspective also.
You know, that's good teaching right there, because I've been in things where all of a sudden everybody's, oh, did you see the feathers? Did you see the feathers? Did you see the gems? We're to be focusing on the Lord and what he's doing. Those are just signs and wonders for non-believers. Let's not get our focus.
That's right. That's right. That is so good. Well, that has to do with trusting and leaning on him and relying upon him. That has to do with faith. Okay, it's all about relationship with him and drawing closer and closer to him. And, you know, that's my prayer for this house in the season is to draw closer to the Lord. Okay, man is put here to teach, share, and what have you, but let's draw closer to him, to where we are transformed into him. Okay, because our hearts will stay supple. And then we get into worship and we get into those times and he course corrects us. And it's like, Father, I didn't realize. And we just very turn slightly. And we are course corrected.
That's good. That plumb line can just be a very small reset.
But it can change your life dramatically. You know, I don't know what happened, but there was a definite shift when the Jewish New Year came in for me. And I mean, it was like night and day. Now, I understand that when you change your residence, you move, there's different elements or there's different spiritual geography. Let's just say that for the area. But there was a definite switch for me, a definite change. And I know it's a new beginning. And how we embrace it, we reset it, how we go after it.
Yeah, and I think that's where we're going, where we're trying to encourage you with our testimonies. We've seen some just simple things happening in our natural life, but that we now are now realizing it's the Holy Spirit saying, just make a minor adjustment here. You're not going to see what it's going to look like, but it's me and I'm bringing something. It's going to bless you because that's who our Father is. He's not going to give us something that is not good.
Oh, that's good. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the keys to the kingdom. Okay? And you are the key. So we're unlocking. We're unlocking destinies in this season. And all we got to do is draw close to him and be led. This one, God? Okay. Hey, you know what? I was thinking about this a little bit. And it said, you know, to commit to roll your cares over on him and you flow like water and stuff. And I got real excited because I start, doop, doop. I'm going, okay. Do you know how we sit back and we say, God, I'm not going to move until you tell me to move. Okay? And sometimes we never move. You know, it's like, remember about the boat and the person?
Yeah, God sends a helicopter and
all sorts of things. Yes. Maybe the desire's already in your heart. You put it down, the vision's there, and he just says, go. Do you see what I'm saying? Just do it. And roll it over on him. And trust him, and he will do it. Instead of getting all caught up, do I go Saturday or do I go Friday? And I think that's where we can get into some religiosity. Oh, yeah. That's where we get stuck. Because if I don't have my five signs, I'm not walking out the door. I had a girlfriend, and she was walked in the office of a prophet. I mean, she was powerful. But she needed a job because it wouldn't support her. And so she sit at her house and say, I'm waiting for my job. Well, she sat in her chair, and she sat in her chair, and it never came. And so I remember my parents offering her a job. And she says, oh, no. I'm waiting for a job. You know, we just get really silly about things. And really, if the desire's in your heart, go for it and do it. Don't get all caught up and bound by religious doctrine. Just do it.
Now you're sounding like Nike.
I won't get me a t-shirt. Just do it. and a Nike pair of shoes. But, you know, I shared on Sunday about the new year, and this year content was just as important as presentation. And so it's time for us to grow up.
Well, and content doesn't, yes, we need to spend time in the Word. But content, for me, comes in my personal relationship and quiet times with the Lord. Because other words, these are just words that I can't understand. But when the Holy Spirit breathes on them into me, then now I have some content. I have something that I can apply in the natural. Make it simple. Make it simple for others to understand and receive.
That's right. That's right. It's like fire. And I get so excited, I get caught up in it. Let me see if I can find that one. No. Maybe it was that. Oh, I must not have wrote it down. Okay, but anyway, David talks about the Word, and he says, your Word is true. Your Word is true. See, we're so scared not to believe it. Okay, because we're afraid confession, we're afraid we get...
God watches over His Word to perform it. What are the words that are coming out of our mouths? Can God watch over that and perform it? Ooh, boy, will that cause a reset? Will that get you to be aware, ooh, I got a crankometer thing going on here. I need to realign.
Well, that's true. And if we're speaking spirits, we're prophetic. We're meant to create. We are meant to. Then what are we creating? And so that's when you have to look back and reset and say, okay, I'm moving forward from here. What are the words? I'm living exactly what I believe right at this moment. And that can be like, oh, no. I'm kidding. But we all are living exactly what we believe in this moment. We got to the place that we are because of our beliefs.
So isn't that encouragement enough right there to reset? Especially if you're not completely content or feel that you're walking in the fullness. I know I'm not walking in the fullness of what God has for me because I can't even comprehend what it is. But the little bit that I've been told, woohoo!
And you don't have to make it happen. It's just along the way. That's the part I like about it. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, in all of our Christian terminology, slang, whatever you want to call it. Oh, sister, you better put some feet to them words. Oh, and next thing you know, you're into works and you're trying to, you're striving. I got to get it. I can't get it, you know. You get into works. Now, I this is what I believe, Karen. I believe that if I'm being led by the Spirit, then I am in His will. I am in the Word. I don't have to make it happen. Because I'm following Him. I'm walking in His footsteps. I can't miss it. That's the exciting part. Yes. Because that's when we get all stirred up inside. I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss out.
No, his Spirit's not going to let us miss out.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, my mom's 80 and she's like, well, I said, what was it Smith Wigglesworth that started when he was in his 70s? Or?
Oh, yeah, he was a plumber. His wife was the preacher.
Isn't that something? That's really cool, too. I remember that. Wow.
When she came home and it was like, talk about a reset. She even said, I don't know who he is when he got up and preached. He hadn't had the years of studying the Word like she had. But boy, when he got Spirit-filled.
That's awesome.
I mean, that alone just encourages me. This has nothing to do with when I was born again, when I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's all, if I'm walking with the Lord and letting the Holy Spirit lead me, It's all going to happen in His timing. The only way I get out of it is if I stop being led by the Spirit and I get in the way.
There you go. There you go. And it happens. It happens to all of us. That's what I shared. You know, you just get back, into place and just move on. It happens to everybody. We can get our focus off and get it onto other things, be too busy and what have you. So totally. And in this verse, Karen, it says here, do not fret. It leads only to evil. And in going through this whole chapter, I was like, because people were upset because they didn't have their power, because they couldn't do the things that they normally did. Oh, we got to tell you something really funny. I think it was like Monday night or whatever. We came and looked at the church to see if there was any damage. And we were on our way out. Of course, everything's shut down because there's no power except for Sonic. It was packed out. Whew. All these lines of car. There was Racetrack and Sonic. That was only two places open. I don't know. and what have you. So they did it. They had good business that day. Everybody's like, I want to go somewhere. and what have you. But, you know, it's trusting Him. Even when we don't know what's going to happen. And knowing He's faithful. He can cause it to come to pass. He said here, He'll give you the desires of His heart. So, it's a win-win situation.
So let's reset.
Amen. You want to pray?
You pray. You bless. You finish us off.
Okay, guys, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, You are so gracious. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful, Father. And Father, we call it an honor every time that we gather together in worship, in word. Father, You are our focus. And Father, we're thanking You for the reset button. We're thanking You we can reestablish our priorities. We set whatever it is that's been on our heart. We take it off and we set Jesus back on the throne of our heart. We yield ourselves and we say, Holy Spirit, You come, have Your way. You move in any direction You want to. And we say, yes.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You may also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read from the Bible, take notes, connect with us on the social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church.